This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is widespread mourning in the Indian state of Punjab, where a high-speed train plowed through a crowd at an annual Hindu festival. At least 60 were killed, with 100 others injured. The sound of the approaching train was apparently lost in the noise of a fireworks display. India's rail network is one of the largest in the world and is the major form of travel in the country. This was said to be India's deadliest rail accident in years. Despite repeated threats from the Taliban, parliamentary voting is underway in Afghanistan. This after a campaign marked by frequent violence and allegations of fraud. Security at polling places is tight, and we're told 70,000 security personnel are stationed around the country. More than 2,500 candidates are competing for 249 seats in the next Afghan parliament. Well over 100 international observers are in the country to monitor the balloting. Saudi Arabia has confirmed what much of the world already believed, that dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi died in their consulate in Istanbul. The Riyadh announcement said the suspects have also been detained. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump called the Saudi admission a good first step. The United States and South Korea have called off another scheduled military exercise scheduled for December, a decision agreed on by U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart. The hope is that the move will enhance the diplomatic atmosphere between North Korea and the United States. This is VOA News. There is fresh evidence that Russia is continuing its electoral meddling in the U.S. 44-year-old Elena Kushanova of St. Petersburg has been charged with trying to interfere with the U.S. midterm elections. Her apprehension is highly unlikely since she is in Russia, which has always denied any efforts at sabotaging the U.S. political system. Kushanova is said to be tied to the Russian oligarch known as Vladimir Putin's cook. A caravan of nearly 3,000 Central American migrants headed north, many for the United States, has run into a large Mexican police presence at the Guatemala-Mexico border. Earlier, the migrants had broken through a security fence on the Guatemalan side. After meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said his country would not allow what he called such irregular entry. President Trump has charged that such caravans are havens for criminals. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a federal judge to order a painting looted by the Nazis during the Second World War returned to its owners. The AP's Warren Levinson has a report.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the 1639 Solomon Koenig painting, A Scholar Sharpening His Quill, was in the collection of a Jewish art collector, Adolf Schloss. During World War II, the Nazis stole the painting in southern France and shipped it to Adolf Hitler's personal headquarters in Munich. It disappeared after the war, resurfacing just last year when a Chilean dealer tried to sell it through a New York auction house. The FBI seized the painting, but a court order is needed to return it to the Schloss heirs. Warren Levinson, New York.
Typhus appears to be making a worrying comeback in the United States, on the rise in several cities, including Los Angeles. Typhus is a bacterial infection which can be fatal. Public health officials say because the disease is tied to poverty and poor sanitation, homelessness can play a role. Los Angeles County this year has recorded 64 cases of typhus, up from 53 at the same point last year. Officials in Los Angeles put the number of homeless people there at 53,000. The good news for lottery players in the United States this weekend, the Mega Millions jackpot reached the $1 billion mark, a world record. The bad news, when the winning numbers were drawn, no one had them. 15 second-tier winners will get $1 million each. A new drawing is set for next Tuesday. It'll have an estimated top prize of $1.6 billion. An online fact-checking site, Snopes.com, says it's verified claims that the United States has fallen in a ranking of the world's strongest democracies. The Economist magazine has reported that the U.S. had for the second year been ranked as a flawed rather than a full democracy. For news around the clock, you can go to voanews.com. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.